It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after decades of evaluating psychiatric emergencies, one nurse encountered a case she couldn't explain through mental illness alone. Was something paranormal happening instead?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is, and yes, we'd love for you to call in and share your ghost story, or on YouTube, where you can watch the program now. Be sure to check us out there. Tell us your ghost story in the comments section, or you can write in at realghoststories.com. online.com. Many ways to share your experiences, and we'd love for you to give us your thoughts too on the ghost stories, everything we're talking about, and we'll continue our conversation in the comments on YouTube. It's an interesting concept. It's something we've talked about on the show before over the last decade. The mix of can someone in the world of psychology and psychotherapy and all that also have an acceptance of the paranormal? Is that something that can coexist together and mingle together? And I think this should be an interesting story about that.
It's something that it's like a big fear of mine. Like I, when you watch these movies, I think, the butterfly effect, is that what it's called? There was a movie out about that. And it was this woman who was in a mental health facility, locked up, all this kind of stuff. And it turns out that she really wasn't crazy. She was having paranormal experiences, but mm-hmm. nobody believed her.
Yeah.
And of course, like, what's the other one? The Exorcist, right? They did all these psychological tests on Reagan and all that. And it turns out she was possessed. Mm-hmm. So I know that's just a story, but it's like a concern of mine. I wonder how many times one isn't the other, or that they're not somehow commingled, or because of one, the other thing could possibly be sneaking its way in.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder that about any of the true crime stories that we talk about?
Yep.
Over on Hidden Killers.
Yeah. Daybell is a big one. Like, because of his religious side and all that. And, you know, we read some of his letters from prison on that side, which are crazy as hell. I wonder if there might just not be a little, besides the craziness, I wonder if there's not a little something else going on there.
Like, what do you think?
Well, he literally like melted the kids.
Yes. You know, and he's really religious, and when he writes letters, they're really weird. And
he literally did.
Yeah. It was like his daughter put up a website like lettersfromchad.com or something like that. I remember it was something of that nature. And it was him like talking about his music interests, his spiritual life, and
working at the cemetery. Remember, he worked at the cemetery and all that kind of stuff.
He wanted to tell his story. Yeah. He's on death row. I mean, but the guy's like this oaf, but he's just such a weird character. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how much legit weight I put on it, but it certainly is something that runs through my mind on some of these stories. I mean, I think people are so capable of such deranged, dark shit,
right?
Whether that's evil spirits going through you or just the capabilities of what our mind is capable of convincing itself is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that is. I mean, is evil something that is truly an entity that's taking over, or is it something that's already within certain people? No entity required.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, like that, you know.
Well, and he's a weird case too, because didn't he think of himself as kind of like a Jesus figure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
X
number of people were going to go with him.
It's all religiosity through that whole case.
So then almost he's hiding behind religion to mask other horrible behaviors.
Well, and these fuckers did exorcisms.
Okay? Yeah.
They did exorcisms on each other.
Well, and then they thought the kids were possessed too, didn't
they?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that, you know, if we're going to go down the road of that, and I mean, it's the go show to do it. So could they have been opening doors to dark shit through their exorcisms and their religious ceremonies that they were having, you know, and then it did that? I don't know. I mean, just the extreme nature of the crime of what he would have had to have done to those kids. And to not be in a state of psychosis, you know, or is that a state of psychosis? I mean, that would be a psychopath. So, and I think he could very well be a psychopath. So that would then explain that sort of thinking that is this almost all planning and all knowing ahead. It's not like you're just in that state for a moment and insanity makes sense. He's fucking living there.
Well, and do you think too that he, in the name of religion, these people are possessed and we need to rid the earth of these horrible demonic people? So he's kind of like helping the world, and is kind of what they tell themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it is evil, but is it evil in the sense that something had taken over him?
Exactly.
To do that? Or is that just all him?
Yeah, it could just be him like rationalizing it. Oh, well. I mean, because there are some strange religions that, you know, people speaking in tongues and that sort of thing, which I think is a little strange. That is not how I was brought up, so I don't know. Maybe somebody else has a perspective from their own life they could share.
Or serpent healing.
or
serpent healing, because that's become kind of a big thing. You know, there's a lot of that going on. And it's catching on. It's getting more mainstream these days. There's even I don't know if you've heard about this, the International Healing Center of the Divine Serpent.
In fact,
they're advertising with us today.
Oh, good.
It's something I say, you know, I've never been that open to. I've thought it's a little off when you're, you know, playing with the snakes and invoking Christ. But this is, I don't know. Just take a look.
At the International Healing Center of the Divine Serpent, we don't treat symptoms. We treat the soul, and the soul doesn't respond to pills. For over 14 years, our practitioners have provided spiritual medical care to thousands of patients who were failed by traditional medicine, or who we told were failed by traditional medicine. Either way, they're here now. Our Serpentine Immersion Suite places patients in a sealed room with up to 400 live serpents, including copperheads, cottonmouths, and a rotating selection of cobras for patients whose insurance covers premium extraction. Patients are fully unclothed and instructed not to move for 6 to 10 hours. Bites are frequent. Bites are the point. When a venomous snake strikes a patient, it is identifying the exact location of spiritual disease and injecting the cure directly into the bloodstream. Some patients experience temporary organ failure. That's the toxins leaving. If both kidneys shut down, both kidneys were compromised. That's not a complication. That's a thorough diagnosis. For patients with late-stage terminal illness, our communal transference ward provides around-the-clock laying of hands by 300 volunteers who work in rotating shifts and are not screened for communicable disease, because faith is the only barrier that matters. The volunteers press inward simultaneously, and due to the volume of bodies involved, patients have sustained crushed vertebrae, punctured lungs, and in one case, a ruptured spleen. Our medical board reviewed that case and determined the spleen was holding the majority of the patient's stored grief, and its rupture was a breakthrough, not an injury.
I came in with chronic migraines. They put me in the serpent room and a python wrapped around my neck for about 4 hours. When they got it off, I couldn't move anything below my chin for a while. That lasted about 3 weeks. I also lost most of the hearing in my left ear, and my left eye kind of wanders now. It goes where it wants. But the migraines are completely gone. I haven't had one since, so I'm very grateful.
For neurological disorders, our cranial liberation procedure uses a hand-cranked ceremonial bone drill to open a quarter-sized hole in the skull without anesthesia. Anesthesia would numb the soul along with the body, and we need the soul awake so we know where to drill. Patients are fully conscious and encouraged to tell us what they feel as we go deeper. Several patients have described seeing a bright light during the procedure, which we take as confirmation that the channel is opening correctly. Two of those patients did not survive, but the light was visible to them before they passed, which we consider a successful outcome. Our sacred apiary suite seals the patient in a chamber with 15,000 live honeybees for up to 2 hours. The bees sting repeatedly. That is the treatment. Each sting delivers a microdose of spiritual recalibration directly to the immune system. Patients who are allergic to bees receive the same treatment, as the allergy is the disease the bees are there to cure. Our apiary team will intervene after the third loss of consciousness or the first cardiac arrest, whichever comes first. Our Earth Reclamation Program buries patients in blessed soil up to the chin for 1 to 3 days. A reed is provided for feeding. Patients are not protected from insect or animal activity in the soil, as many burrowing organisms are considered sacred partners in the healing process. One patient was partially excavated by a coyote during an overnight session. He was relocated to a new plot, and his treatment continued without interruption. He later described the experience as transformative.
I went in for my back. They buried me for about a day and a half. I got a pretty bad staph infection from the soil. Spent 4 months in the ICU at a real hospital. Medically induced coma, almost died twice. But when I woke up, my back felt completely fine. And honestly, I think the coma helped too. I got the best sleep of my life. I tell everyone I know about this place.
Every practitioner at the International Healing Center of the Divine Serpent is fully certified by the Global Council of Serpentine Medicine and ordained to a minimum level 4 anointing by the Church of the Living Coil. Neither of these organizations is recognized by any government or medical licensing body, but we believe recognition is a spiritual matter, not a bureaucratic one. The International Healing Center of the Divine Serpent. Real healing, no medicine required. Now accepting most vision plans.
Jesus Christ. The triune of scary, okay? You got religion,
healthcare and snakes all in the same situation.
The International Healing Center of the Divine Serpent.
I have to tell you, I did pretty good with the snakes. It was the bees and the bugs.
Oh, I could not.
I could not. I wasn't ready for that.
Because the snakes were kind of, they were shown as kind of friendly, right? Some of them actually looked like they were smiling with some of the patients and stuff. And the one was brushing the snake's head with a brush. Yeah. They look kind of like cute, like they could be pet-like. Yeah. But the bugs, no.
And the coyotes digging you out of the dirt in that therapy. I mean, these look like some great therapies. It could probably do a lot of people a lot of good. You know, it's alternative, but I guess keep your mind open. The thing is, it's like some of it, it's almost, you know, look back at some of the places that would do all sorts of bizarre shit. Take the Crescent Hotel, for example, when it was a medical, in air quotes, facility, you know, all of the weird shit that would go on there. I mean, we joke about that and it is, you know, it's funny, but it's like, you know, some may look at that and actually go, where can I sign up? It's like, okay, how different perspectives might be.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. You wouldn't catch me anywhere close to that place.
I know. Like, hell no. I wonder what their cafeteria food is like.
I like the guy that had chronic back pain, and he's like, but after they buried me, I had a staph infection. I was in the hospital for 4 months.
I died twice in a coma,
but the coma, I got the best sleep of my life, so it was worth it.
You know, part of that's inspired by when I had my appendix out. Best sleep of my life. I loved every minute of it. It was great.
Too.
I still worked. I was actually doing the ghost show from, there's episodes of this show done in that hospital bed. But when I had no choice, when the drugs were kind of zonking me out, I was like watching reruns of Frasier on my laptop and just so relaxed. Like, this is fucking great.
And the actual going under for the procedure, even better. Like, I've had a couple of operations and just not having any memory of any of that.
Yeah.
So relaxing.
I don't remember any of it. It's like, and you're out and then you wake up.
Wouldn't that be great if like you could do that? Like, you just need a good rest. You need a good weekend of rest.
That was so Michael Jackson. That's what he did. You just got to hire your own doctor.
I wanted to let you know, that's not a great idea. I tried.
Right.
Okay. I guess I really wasn't thinking that one through.
Dr. Murray was a really great doctor. But I gotta say, it was probably a bad decision. So probably. I'm working on a groove over here about it. It's like, don't. Propofol in my veins, going down, feeling insane. Okay, now you believe it's me, I hope, and just, yeah.
Bye, Michael.
So don't do that.
You actually sound a lot like him over the phone, by the way.
I've always been told that by women.
The random women you just call. Not even somebody you're dating. It's just random women in town that get the phone call.
Hello?
Hi, this is Michael.
Jackson.
Who are you trying to call?
Yeah. True story.
Oh, God.
I did prank call someone as Michael Jackson once.
Did you do it on the air?
No, this is just in my kitchen. This is in my kitchen when I was like about like 11 or so. It was the year he did the Super Bowl. And because I had recorded,
his performance off of the television. I had like the boombox up to the speaker and pressed record. And so I could play it back on my play radio station, Y96 FM, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. but I also wanted to just was fucking with people. And I kept calling. This is horrible. I was calling the school. And I was, hi, this is Michael. And it was so stupid. Like there was really wasn't like that much of a joke to it, but it was just like,
hi, this is Michael.
And they're like, you know, like, how can I help you? Like, it's water school. And they're like,
Did you see my performance last night?
You're like, what?
Like, I just want to know if you saw my performance.
And then I hit play on the thing. And then, you know, it's like, it's Michael performing. And then I'm like going along with it.
Oh my God. You did that when you were 11.
Yeah. And it's like, make the change. You know, and it would be great. And then, and you would get into it for a moment or two. And the person's on the phone, like, what the hell's going on? You know, it's like, I'm talking about. You know, and then you're back to the person on the other line. They're like, what the hell's going on?
I think I would kind of love that.
Yeah. Let me just say this. I am just so happy in life that you've used your powers for the good. Because with all the frickin' stories you share, things could have turned out very differently in your life.
It's just random weird shit.
Jesus Christ.
Well, and it's not like you could. Yeah, I'm with Todd. You could have been making all kinds of weird phone calls to women, but no, you chose to be my.
Oh, I prank call people all the time. I had a bit called Tony's Touchtone Terrorism. This was before 9/11, when terrorism was used a lot more loosely, believe it or not. It was prank phone calls every day. And if, you know, hopefully you get the telemarketer, those were always fun. But I have one where I'm like calling the Beverly Hills Hotel and trying to get goats seated. And they don't take goats anymore. That's the line from the Polo Lounge. And I have these goats in the background, like they really want to see, like, oh, can I talk to goat? And like, sure. Put goat to phone. This is the maitre d'. And then I got the goat. Meh. Hi, goat. Hi, goat. Okay, no, we can't seat you no more. Okay. And I'm like, okay, did you talk to the goat? I talked to goat. I tell him no seating. I have this on tape. I'll find it. I have, yeah. Calling a mattress store is Jay Steele. And, getting the guy at the store to literally jump on the mattresses so I could hear how firm they were, so I could judge if this was what I wanted to get for our upcoming production of Lexi and the Lesbian Quintuplets. I mean, this is all shit I put on Classic Mix 96. You know, in the afternoon when I was like 16.
Thinking back now, I know why your mom called me every afternoon to find out.
She's
if
like,
you were.
Are you listening to this?
I wasn't doing that shit yet at that point.
But still.
Yeah. You do realize what could be going on here shortly if you give him access to your equipment.
Yeah, no kidding. It was a silent warning coming from your mother.
It might have been. He's already hijacked all of the boom boxes in the house.
It was a cry for help. She just actually didn't come out and say, we need help. Our son's out of control.
Maybe it was like, here, you see if you can do something with him.
Well, I basically went from doing the all request dinner hour into a karaoke machine in my bedroom to actually working at the station. There really wasn't a big
jump. Right.
There wasn't a big jump.
All request dinner hour at home.
Practicing.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. Little Tony.
Do we have another ghost story?
I don't think we've done one yet.
Yeah, we haven't. So
oh, shit.
Let's do one. Let's get one in. Here you go.
It's Ruben again from California. I was talking to my mom recently, And she told me a story some time ago that I remembered, which I think is very interesting as far as it combines a lot of elements of a lot of things that have been talked about on the show. She's also a psychiatric nurse like myself. We used to work in a setting where she would go see patients who were in the emergency rooms waiting to be evaluated to be determined if they would be sent to a hospital, a psych hospital or not, or be sent home. Most of the time, it was just a matter of, yes, okay, after talking to this person, they do have a mental illness crisis and they need to be hospitalized, or they're okay and they can go home. A little backstory, when my mom was young, just right after she was born, her mother passed away. And so she was raised by her aunt in rural India. And there were times that my mom had said that her aunt would, when talking to her, she would at some point take over a different type of persona. It was as if her personality immediately sort of switched over. And she believed that the words and the way in which they were coming out, and even her cousins, who she was living among, verified that, yeah, that's kind of how your mom used to talk, or those are the things that she would say. So she grew up believing, of course, that her aunt, who she treated as her mother, would be possessed in a nice way, I suppose, but taken over. Her body would be taken over by the spirit of her mom, and she knew the look that she had in her eyes. So anyhow, fast forward now back to the story. One time she was called to see a young girl who was behaving erratically. She was told, my mom was told, that by this girl's mother, that there were times when she would act out. The girl would not be her normal self. She would be violent or verbally abusive, or would say things that she just normally wouldn't say. My mom determined that something else was going on, that something was amiss here in terms of it wasn't just something mental health related. What the backstory was the girl's parents were separated. The mother was single and didn't, you know, she was living by herself, and they had joint or shared custody of the young girl. I'm not sure how old she was. And the father had a girlfriend at the time, or wife, I'm not sure which, but he was involved with somebody else. And the young girl had a dream one time that she was facing a house, and she had apprehensions about the house. She felt something bad about the house, something evil. She didn't want to enter the house, but in her dream she did. She goes inside, she looks around, and just has this negative energy that she's absorbing from this house and from this dream. And so she wakes up and thinks nothing of it, I suppose, until later when her dad and his partner are looking for a house. So when the girl goes along with her dad to look at the house that he's going to get, she realizes that that's the same exact house in the dream that she just recently had, where she was terrified. And she did not want to go in that house. You know, her dad said, "What's wrong? Just come inside. Come take a look. This is, you know," I don't think she explained it to him, but she just really didn't want to go inside because of what had just happened based on her dream. She ends up going inside, and it was after that time when these things started happening to her. The main thing that I remember from what my mom had told me that happened to this girl was that she would, like I said before, she would change her personality. She had this look in her eyes. She would say things differently and in a different voice almost. She would be very rude to her mother when she was normally a very loving child and very much adored her mom. She very negative attitude towards, or let's say hurtful things. And one thing that really is kind of interesting too is that she would eat and eat and eat. She would eat so much that her poor mom could barely afford to keep her fed. And when she would get out of these episodes, she would feel stomach pains and not remember having eaten so much. Her mom ran out of ideas as to what to do. So, of course, the first thing that anyone suspected was maybe she has mental health issues. And so that's when she was taken to be assessed. You know, my mom was one of the first clinicians that she had come across. You know, my mom told me the story, and she said that's the first time. She's been doing this for close to 30 years. And she said that is the first time that she had ever experienced something like that, to where it was hard to say that, okay, this is a classic case of mental illness. She needs to be hospitalized, because she really had no criteria. My mom had no criteria to put this young girl on a hold to be admitted. I'm not sure what became of the case, but you know, my mom, using her best judgment, decided against putting her in the hospital. I don't know what happened after that. There was only so much she could say, of course, because those matters are confidential and backed by federal law and so forth. But I just thought that you guys would be interested in that story, because it really kind of shows the power of dreams, and also, you know, how all that sort of stuff relates to the field of mental health. Anyhow, I just wanted to share that, but we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
That's creepy. That's creepy. And that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, is it mental health or is it something else?
Right. I found that interesting that the mom who saw her as a psychiatric nurse, but yet when she was young, had a weird experience with her aunt, and she could see her aunt take on like the basically become her mother.
Yeah.
And said her face would change and she could recognize it. So it's interesting that with her background, that's her profession. And then you would see people in a much different light than the average person because of what happened to her as a child.
Right.
Yeah. Makes me think of the Amityville story a bit with George. We said that Kathy would transform in front of him. And that was always like that idea is just, you know, it's kind of a chilling image.
Right.
Of just aging and then came right back. I mean, that's... I do wonder if George was taking any mushrooms or he was into quite a lot of transcendental meditation and that sort of a counterculture at the moment. And I'm just saying that might make you make things look like they're exactly that. It's kind of funny. The more you, the more you think about it,
that's why I would say it's not always a ghost. I mean, it, you know, there's other things that can have this stuff kind of show itself. Oh, Tony's doing something. He's writing some ideas down.
He's got a new
idea. The more you think about it, I like that line. I like that. That's almost like, could be like a series.
Where kind of like the more you know, the more you think about it.
The more you think about it. Where it's just like this, or it's talking about like the Amityville Horror, of the more you think about it, it really kind of sounds like George and Kathy were on a lot of mushrooms for a couple days. You know, we're having a really bad trip, because it only lasted like, you know, I don't know how many days, it was like a month, but like the really bad nights got really bad. I mean, I think they said they weren't on anything. I mean, that would, I think, be the first thing you would honestly be thinking of. But
looking back, you look at the couple that did the investigation, the Warrens.
Yeah.
Would you put now, let's say that story came out today. Tomorrow you wake up, there's this big story about this house. Would you make the family take like blood tests and check for all that stuff and do some medical research on them and have them
you know, looked at by a therapist and stuff like that before you even believe any of this stuff?
Well, I mean, the way it wasn't like, you know, they run out of their house and then like the next day, everybody's like knowing about the story. Like it took some time for that to like catch on. So I would say like, if you could in the moment, I would want to know that, you know, but I think by the time the story was being peddled, the, there, you know, anything would be out of their system. But yes, in the moment, if you could, if somebody's about, I mean, I think you should want to look into that, you know, just to kind of narrow anything down. But I don't know.
I've just added that now to when I go and I do investigations, everybody's got to take a blood test and go through some psychotherapy before I even investigate anymore. I want to know if they're drugged.
You're never going to investigate again.
I know. And I'm okay with that, to be honest with
like
you.
There's your out. Like, nobody qualifies.
That's right.
I don't have to leave my house.
I just can't do it anymore. So, no, I mean, yeah, I think that'd be important. But I don't know. I mean, the way some of that is kind of explainable, but I don't know if they was on anything. I don't know if they would even say if they were on anything, you know?
Right.
He went to his grave saying, you know, that it was real. The two kids have, you know, both said it's real in their own unique ways. The daughter hasn't, as far as I'm aware, ever really spoken about any of it. You know, it kind of comes down to what do you believe of the story? Do you believe the attorney that, you know, said it was all bunk and they came up with the idea over several bottles of wine? I mean, that's on tape. And it was embellished, which, you know, okay. I mean, it seems like that's normal, but what, you know, then you gotta go, was there more of a basis to it than just let's embellish the story and make money? You know,
right.
Was there a basis to the story and what was that basis and what did they feel they needed to embellish? What wasn't embellished? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I've always been kind of on the fence on that. I've always wanted to believe it because I like how spooky it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. At the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's like, I really want to believe Michael Jackson didn't do anything to anybody because I really like his music. But
then after watching the Netflix doc,
That wasn't even the one that got it for me. There were several other docs that really got it for me. I'm like, yeah,
I can't say I forgot about things. I just did. Yeah. Watching it again with that new documentary, it all brought it back. And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
that's some creepy shit.
Yeah. All right. I was doing a morning show when that trial was going on, and everybody was very surprised that he got off that morning. I wasn't following court very strong or really even, I think, understood how court stuff worked at the time though either. But yeah. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Want access to all of the stuff, the bonus stuff, check us out. Patreon, the bonus episodes are there on YouTube. If you're already there, here, welcome. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed the program. In the comments section, let us know what you liked. Give us your ghost stories. And of course, you can also call in at 855-853-4802. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening and watching another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.